Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. My Husband's Secret Affair with Our Maid, A Marriage of Betrayal, Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance novel in the Her Marriage in Crisis series by C.M. Maya. It belongs to the marriage in crisis and revenge romance subgenre, using infidelity as the central conflict rather than as a background complication. The story follows a heroine who discovers that her apparently ideal marriage is built on deception, including a secret relationship involving the family maid, a hidden apartment, and evidence that her husband has been using others around him to maintain the illusion of stability. The novel is designed for readers who want high emotional tension, public confrontation, and a heroine who rejects passive forgiveness. Its purpose is less about subtle psychological realism and more about escalating the betrayal into a decisive breakup, self-assertion, and a new romantic direction. As part of a large recurring series, it also reflects a consistent formula of scandal, grovel, and hard-earned resolution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, betrayal as the engine of the marriage and crisis plot. The book is built around the collapse of trust, not around a gradual romantic misunderstanding. The husband's secret involvement with the maid, along with the hidden apartment and incriminating messages, turns the marriage into a system of lies that the heroine must decode before she can act. This structure matters because it places betrayal at the center of the emotional arc, making each new discovery intensify the sense that the relationship was never secure. In Marriage in Crisis Romance, the appeal comes from watching a character confront the difference between appearances and reality. And this novel uses that tension in a very direct way. The revelation is not only that the husband cheats, but that he has built a parallel life supported by manipulation and financial secrecy. That combination gives the conflict a practical dimension as well as an emotional one, since betrayal affects both intimacy and control. The plot, therefore, works as a study of how infidelity destabilizes identity, security, and future planning. Secondly, the maid as a catalyst for class, intimacy, and scandal. Using the maid as the other woman gives the story a sharper social edge than a conventional affair plot. The setup introduces an employee who is inside the household but outside its social center, which heightens the sense of violation because the betrayal happens within the private family space. The maid is not just a romantic rival. She represents a breach of domestic boundaries and trust inside a hierarchy that should have made deception harder, not easier. This dynamic can intensify reader response because it adds workplace power, household access, and social embarrassment to the usual infidelity storyline. It also helps explain why the heroine experiences the affair as a form of humiliation, as well as heartbreak. The maid being pregnant deepens the scandal by creating a visible consequence that cannot be hidden or rationalized away. In this kind of romance, the other woman functions as a catalyst for revelation, but the real focus remains on the husband's choices and the heroine's response to being deceived in her own home. Thirdly, public exposure and the wedding day reversal. A major dramatic device in the book is the timing of the revelation, which is positioned around the wedding rather than after a long period of marital routine. That choice turns the story into a public rupture, not merely a private breakup, and it gives the heroine a moment of visible agency. Instead of allowing the betrayal to remain hidden, she confronts it in front of family and friends, forcing the social circle that benefited from the illusion to witness the consequences. This matters because public exposure changes the emotional meaning of the plot. The heroine is not just abandoned, she actively refuses to participate in the lie. In romance fiction, scenes like this often serve as the turning point where humiliation becomes power, since the betrayed character reclaims control over the narrative. The wedding setting also intensifies the contrast between expectation and reality, making the betrayal feel more final and irreversible. The result is a high angst structure that depends on spectacle, disclosure, and the collapse of a carefully staged future. Fourthly, choosing self-worth over reconciliation, the heroine's central arc is framed around refusing to accept the terms of the betrayal. Rather than treating forgiveness as the default resolution, the novel emphasizes self-protection, emotional independence, and the decision to walk away from a partner who used deception to maintain control. That choice is important because it aligns the story with a modern romance trend in which the betrayed partner does not exist solely to redeem the cheater. Instead, the heroine becomes the moral center of the narrative by deciding that love cannot require humiliation or silence. This also gives the book a revenge romance quality, since the act of leaving becomes a form of justice. The emotional payoff comes from seeing the heroine stop negotiating with the marriage and start building a life outside it. In practical terms, this theme speaks to the difference between attachment and self-respect, showing how a character can recognize that the relationship has become unsafe for her dignity. The book therefore uses romance not to restore the old marriage, but to argue for a better future on new terms. Lastly, a formula-driven series structure with angsty romance payoff. The book belongs to a broader series that uses similar emotional ingredients across multiple titles: Cheating, Public Scandal, Groveling, A New Love Interest, and A Happy Ending. That series context is important because it tells readers what kind of reading experience the book is designed to deliver. The emphasis is on immediate emotional stakes, fast escalation, and a clear resolution rather than slow burn realism. The Replacement Hero, described in the available material as a wealthy and guarded man, functions as part of the genre mechanism that shifts the heroine from betrayal to recovery and renewed desire. All this contrast between the failed marriage and the new relationship is a standard but effective device in revenge romance, because it gives the heroine a future that feels emotionally cleaner than the one she left behind. The appeal is not subtlety, but catharsis. Readers get humiliation, confrontation, and a decisive romantic reset. Within that framework, the book stands out more for its intensity and packaging than for narrative complexity, which is exactly what many fans of marriage and crisis romance are seeking. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who specifically enjoy marriage and crisis romances built around cheating, humiliation, and a heroine who refuses to be broken by betrayal. It is a strong fit for readers who want high angst, public confrontation, and an emotionally charged breakup that leads to a new romantic direction rather than a simple reconciliation. The main practical value of the novel is emotional catharsis. It turns deception into a clear moral and relational reckoning, allowing the betrayed heroine to reclaim agency. Intellectually, it also illustrates how contemporary romance uses scandal, secrecy, and social exposure to dramatize questions of trust, self-worth, and power inside intimate relationships. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its very direct use of the maid affair premise, the hidden apartment reveal, and the wedding day reversal, all of which create a concentrated betrayal narrative. As part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series, it delivers the exact mix of dramatic conflict, grovel, and happy ending that readers of this niche often expect. If you would like to support CM Maya, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.